Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
From the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour, first location we did was Scottsdale, Arizona. What a thrill. People are raving about it, and you will be soon. And if you want it in your area, if you're listening to it here on the radio show, call the station, have them contact me. We'll see if we can bring it to you. Utterly, ridiculously amazing show. Thanks for putting that on for us, Venue 8600 in Scottsdale. And thanks for the hundreds of people who showed up. Boy, did you get a treat. And you'll see the outtakes and everything else. It was a stunner. Also, I had to go to my high school reunion because guess what? Missed it last year. Yeah, you know, one of those zero reunions, the 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, whatever. Well, we missed it because of COVID, woo flu nonsense. Did you miss me? I bet you did. I missed you. I know this, you can't skip a day when you're surveilling leftists. You have to be vigilant. No sleeping, no napping. Somebody must always keep their eye on the ball, look at them from different angles, with different points of views, even provide air support in case they get up on the roof and try to jump over. Always keep your eye on leftists. They never quit being up to no good. But we're on to them. We'll talk more about this Hunter Biden thing because the media is still going. Now they're going, well, we know Hunter may have done some things wrong, but Joe Biden is still not, he's clean. Remember when they were telling us Hunter Biden had done nothing? Hunter Biden's done nothing wrong. Hunter's done nothing wrong. Who says Hunter? Hunter's done nothing. They've proven nothing here. Nothing. Just like they say, we can't prove that they cheated. Oh, yeah, we can. We will prove that Hunter Biden is a scumbag like his daddy. And we're going to prove that his daddy's a scumbag. And then we're going to prove that they cheated in the last election. And then heads maybe start to roll. I know people are going to have to shake their head. Come on, Kevin. We're not going to get anything accomplished. It's not going to happen. Oh, yeah. I think it's going to happen. I think enough is going to come out. Let me just explain to you. I know how the media cycle works. Hunter is being thrown to the wolves. Ask yourself this. They can't assassinate him. They can't pull a Jeffrey Epstein on him. So Hunter is going to get to talk. And he's already done it. Have you guys heard Hunter's admission that he was working with the Chinese? When we get to that part of the program, I'll play that for you. Gas prices still through the roof. I paid $5.55 for gasoline the other day. Here's the thing I'm going to ask you. Are you reminding leftists that this is Joe Biden's fault? Are you doing your part? Still, Democrats are trying to blame Putin. Pelosi put out Putin price hike at the pump. That's her little try to make it. This is Vladimir Putin's fault. Vladimir Putin's fault. Okay, well, last time I checked, somebody correct me if I'm wrong here now. People listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Putin was president of Russia when Trump was president of the United States. What were the gas prices? What was Putin doing then that didn't raise gas prices? What happened? Oh, that's right. He invaded Ukraine. Well, why didn't he do that on Trump's watch? Did Trump not invite him in the way Joe Biden did? Wasn't Trump killing Putin in the gas industry? Yes, he was. Donald Trump took Russia's number one export and reduced his income from it by over 40%. And these clowns want to tell you that this is Putin's fault. Donald Trump practically moved Putin out of the oil industry. And then guess what Buttigieg says? Buttigieg says, well, unless we build an energy policy that isn't dependent upon, you know, dark or black energy, in this case, oil and gas or liquid natural gas, well, you're just going to have to grin and bear it. The prices are going to go up. Well, good luck with that during the midterms there, little gay boy, because I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have a constituency that's very upset. You may very well get to go spend time with your baby daddy or whatever y'all call each other because you're going to be home in 4 years, and if he even lasts that long. Speaking of which, Kamala Harris is losing people left and right. Have you seen what's going on with Sister Girl? The 11th person has left her staff in whatever length of time. You want to talk about turnover? We could talk strictly about that. You know why they're leaving her? Because two things. One, she's a witch. And two, they see the writing on the wall for their party. You better get out while the getting's good. Do you want to have "I worked for Kamala Harris" on my resume? Or "I worked under her," or whatever they do over there, because you never know with Democrats. Are you doing your part daily, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, to remind leftists that they put a demented madman in charge of the country? He selected Sister Girl as his VP. His son compromised them to such a degree that China and Russia are dictating our policies, among other countries. Are you happy? See, that's your job. No matter who you talk to. "Oh, Kevin, when we get around our in-laws or so-and-so, we don't talk politics." Oh, yeah, you do. Don't try to fool me. Conservatives, let me tell you what you do. You let them talk politics, and you go along to get along. Because you go, "I'm going to take the high road. I'm not going to get involved. I'm going to let them say their piece, and I'm going to show my level of tolerance." Poppycock! I'm not showing you any tolerance. You come to me with idiocy, I'm going to attack you. How many people have I talked to besides this radio show that I said, anybody who's trying to get rid of Trump right now, you are either a moron who's bought into the leftist propaganda, an anti-Trumper from the beginning. Those are really the two choices. Or the third one, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, you hadn't really thought it through into the way that I put it to you. And here's how I put it to you. Why in the heck would you get rid of Donald Trump? It would be like the Usain Bolt loses 100-meter dash or 200-meter race, and they go, "We need to get rid of him. I mean, he lost a race." Seriously? Donald Trump is a stud. He's a racehorse. He's Secretariat. He's Usain Bolt and a host of other good things all rolled into one. And you guys want to put the dude out to pasture. Should be ashamed of yourselves. Donald Trump fought for improvement, constant improvement. Do you think Democrats want to see things improve for us? You think they want lower gas prices? If you do, you better wake up from woke. Democrats love our pain. They take joy in our pain. When you're happy, Democrats are angry. They create chaos. Why? To keep their jobs. Folks, we got a lot to talk about today. I'm glad you're here. I'm already hoarse. Jeez. I got to get that checked out. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steelman pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steelman pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steelman pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steelman pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Who's winning the propaganda battle? Vladimir Putin. That's who. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. If it's a competition between Biden and Putin, Putin is kicking Biden's old demented butt. And I'm happy for it. I know, crazy, right? I'm actually cheering against America's so-called president. Well, he ain't America's president. That's why we can cheer against him. He was cheated into office. America's president is Donald Trump. And if he were in office, we'd be cheering for him, but we wouldn't be cheering for him against Vladimir Putin because we wouldn't even be worried about Putin. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. Democrats are growing increasingly worried about Joe Biden's standing in the polls 7 months out from the midterms. I'm reading this. Biden has seen a boost in his approval ratings amid Russia's war in Ukraine, despite support among Americans for steps that he has taken. While the economy continues to gain jobs and the employment rate is low, something Biden touted on Friday, inflation is at a 40-year high, gas prices are through the roof, exacerbated by the Russian invasion. Democrats for months have feared they will lose the House majority this fall, and they are worried about losing the Senate, with polls showing Biden performing poorly in key states such as Arizona. "It's bad," said one Democrat strategist. "You have an energy crisis that's paralyzing and inflation that is 40-year high, and we're headed into a recession. The problem is simple. The American people have lost confidence in him." No, let me say that differently. The American people never had confidence in him. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm going to break it down for you, people. Wake up. While Joe Biden is embattled, everything this dude has touched has failed. There are people out there going, "We don't need Donald Trump back," whatever. You could run a monkey and beat Joe Biden. And for some people who believe Trump was a monkey, he did beat Joe Biden, but he's far from being a monkey. He's the guy that got this economy on the right track. And you know what you're seeing in 13 going into 14 months? You're watching a buffoon, an idiot, a person who was put into place. You're watching him ruin this country. And if you don't get with the program and become one of these all-for-one and one-for-all types, why? What's wrong with us doing that? Black people do it. They win. Gay people do it. They win. Lefties hate each other. But you know what they coalesce to do? To fight us. But you know what we do? "I don't know, man. Kevin Jackson thinks he's all that. He always wants my dollar. He's always talking about this." Screw you. I don't care what you think about me. But let me tell you something. Keep that attitude up, and these people are going to kick your butt. They already do it. Right now, we should be so far ahead. If we had everything clicking on all cylinders, do you think that we would be behind? Tell me something you're proud of that Biden's done. Go ask any leftist. Give me something. Give me anything. You proud of who he picked as a VP? You proud of his son? You proud of his wife? You proud of his Congress? You proud of any of his policies? Show me anything that's worked. Good luck with that. And you know, I don't know about Donald Trump. Donald Trump, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I don't think so. I think we should sleep gears and go with DeSantis. Okay, great. I love her. I think Ron DeSantis is great. But you know what? He hasn't done what Trump's done. End of story. Take the fourth leg of your relay off, who's the fastest guy on your team, because, well, he's got a proven record as being the fastest, but I don't know, he did lose a race a year ago. So freaking idiotic to me. Yeah, I'm chastising the conservative movement, and they have much more to be chastised for. They're a bunch of backbiting, quite frankly, very insecure little people that don't want other people to get a voice because of their insecurities. You want me to name some names? Half the people at Fox, half the people you listen to in radio, half the people that are the big names that you hear. I'm not going to say it by name. You can figure out who you want, but they're jealous. You know what I do? I find talent and I promote it. Charles Love, amazing intellect. I promote it. Brad Stein deserves to be one of the top comedians in the country. Who brought him to Arizona to be on tour with him? I did. Tim Wilkins, same thing. Chris Harris runs on Hyphen in America. I got him a gig on Tucker. And on and on. You don't know why I promote people? Because I'm not afraid. If you have a better voice than mine, if you have a bigger voice, if you think you're more clever, you're whatever, come join the team. You know what you're going to find out? There's a lot of talented people here. Get with the program. Get on something. Get involved. But you know, at Donald Trump, if you think you're better than Trump, get in the game. Get in the game. You know, oh, well, DeSantis, oh, somebody else is going to do your fighting for you, not you. Well, I mean, Kevin, he is a governor. Yeah, well, he didn't start out as a governor, did he? Did he, governor? He started out just like you and me. And I started out doing this just like everybody else. And my voice may not be as big as others, but I'll tell you this. Regardless of what anybody says, I don't need the numbers to know I'm relevant. What I say matters. It matters to you. That's why you're here. And I'm telling you, Joe Biden is getting his butt kicked. They said the news from the job market on Friday was that the economy added 431,000 jobs in March. More sign of a strong economy. Yet those figures haven't translated into a boost. You want to know why? Because they're fictitious. Joe Biden destroyed the economy so he could act like he's building it back. Well, is he? More people on welfare than at any time in human history. You want, oh, how's he doing overseas? Do they even give you the count of the number of Ukrainians that are on the run? You want me to talk about his crackhead son again? We're going to. They make every excuse. Gasoline is approaching $6 a gallon. $7 a gallon, whatever it is. More than you've ever paid for it. Are they looking for a solution? No. Buttigieg says, I don't even care. This is, oh, what? Until we get a clean energy policy, I don't care. He doesn't care that people are having to determine if they put gas in their car, get meds, or get food. He doesn't care. And, oh, by the way, don't go for food because it's worse. Oh, by the way, don't go for meds because their pricing is worse. Well, who had your food costs low? Who had your meds low? Who had your gasoline low? Let me think. The guy that people are telling me, we need to get rid of Donald Trump because I don't like his attitude. He says he's mean. You need somebody that doesn't give a crap. That's what I love about Trump. Bill Galston, chair of the Brookings Institute Governance Studies Program and a former domestic policy advisor to Clinton, President Clinton, not Kankles, says, my hypothesis is that unless and until inflation comes down appreciably, there's going to be a ceiling on his job approval that's a lot lower than the White House wants it to be. So he got a bump during the State of the Union address, because most people do, because he talked tough against Putin. Putin laughs in Biden's face. He ain't worried about that clown. Putin is winning in this war. He's winning. And you want to know why? I can practically guarantee you Putin will win this thing no matter what they tell you. Because I got asked on a radio show the other day, hey, Kevin, what do you think is going to, you know, is it a tragedy about these civilians that were bombed? I said, I don't believe anything our media says. I don't believe anything that pathological liar in chief Joe Biden says. I have to see it with my own eyes to believe it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's president continues to accuse Russia of war crimes. Speaking virtually to the UN Security Council, Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has been targeting and killing civilians, including children. A new report claims Hunter Biden's federal tax investigation might also involve his father, President Joe Biden. The New York Post says a Delaware grand jury is examining Hunter Biden's foreign business ties that involves millions of dollars. One witness was allegedly asked about a 2017 email that referenced money Hunter Biden was setting aside from a Chinese energy company for the big guy. A former business associate of Hunter Biden previously said that Joe Biden was the big guy. Biden has always maintained he's had nothing to do with his son's business affairs. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Democrats and Republicans come together on a new COVID bill.
Senate Republicans and Democrats reached a deal Monday on $10 billion in additional COVID funding. The goal is to buy therapeutics and vaccines and maintain the nation's testing capabilities if another COVID wave hits the United States. The legislation spends $5 billion to purchase and develop COVID treatments such as antiviral pills. Another $750 million is set aside to develop vaccines that target specific variants and to expand vaccine manufacturing capacity in the United States if needed.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Tiger Woods says he feels like he's going to play at the Masters in Augusta this week. The five-time champion making the comments Tuesday morning before playing practice rounds. Tiger saying he wants to practice more before making the final decision, but thinks he can win the Masters if he plays. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats got problems, baby. Joe Biden got problems, baby. Ooh, I'm loving it. You should be loving it, too. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Bill Gaston, chair of the Brookings Institute, who used to work for Clinton. Bill Clinton, not Hillary. High gas prices are one of the biggest anchors on presidential approval. This was also said by Gallup poll. A guy by the name of Jeff Jones said the high impact of fuel costs on Bush and Carter in the 2000s and 70s respectively are the reasons that these guys struggled, why they lost. Did one-term presidents. Talked earlier about Joe Biden's polling. Horrible numbers. Horrible. Energy crisis stifling him. He can't get, he isn't even anywhere close to 40% approval in anything. Anything. Worst presidential approval since Jimmy Carter. In fact, Carter officially handed him the baton. He's lower than Carter. But let's look at his counterpart. See, the difference between Putin and Biden, and I already said this, Biden can't control the narrative coming out of Ukraine and Russia. The minute that he says something, then Russians put something else on the news and go, nope, he's a liar. And you know what people are starting to believe and starting to know? He is a liar. They know his administration are full of nothing but liars. By the way, Psaki's leaving. You heard this, right? Going to MSNBC. Going from one lying in den of iniquity to another lying den of iniquity. And I'll give you my opinion about it. I think they brought her in there to hopefully replace Maddow. Good luck with that. She's got all the personality of a dung beetle. Anyway, they said the polling for Putin is much different than that of Joe Biden. They said polls and interviews show many Russians now accept the Kremlin's assertion that their country is under siege from the West. Now, let me just say this. Putin is probably filling the airwaves and the media with propaganda about us. Us, you know, we want to destroy Mother Russia, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know that I believe him to some degree. Because I was going to say I don't not believe him. Which is an interesting way to put that, but that's kind of where I'm at. I don't not believe him. I do believe that Putin is right. But what did Biden just say? That just yesterday, Putin should be tried for war crimes. Biden has no knowledge of this. He's got propaganda that Ukraine has put up. And when I got asked this on the radio show, Kevin, what about those pictures? Where I go, man, let me tell you something. Pictures can be doctored. Video can be doctored. They have reenactors that do this stuff. I believe none of it. But here's the deal. I don't disbelieve the Ukrainians. I disbelieve our administration, the Biden administration, Team Demento, and I disbelieve our media. I don't believe a word that comes out of their mouth. I don't believe a thing that they report. Ukraine good, Russia bad. Why so blanket? How can you just broad stroke that? You know the answer. Because you can't. There's things that happened that created the situation of Russia, most of which can be blamed on Biden, but part of which can be blamed on Ukraine. And they try to make it out like Zelensky, some freedom fighter that's looking for whatever. Zelensky, in my opinion, is equally corrupt. He might have started out wanting to fix things in Ukraine, but he hasn't. Hadn't done a thing. Still corrupt. Now America's trying to make, they have him appear at the Grammys, which, by the way, what, all of 17 people saw? Did you watch the Grammys? I didn't watch the Grammys. So polls released by Russia's most respected independent pollster, Lavada, put Putin's approval rating, get this, 83%, up from 69% in January. Now look, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know a Russian, I don't trust Russian polls any more than I trust American polls. And 83% seems like a lot. But I'll tell you this, if Putin's playing it right, those numbers are certainly achievable. Blame Biden. Here's what Putin can say. I had a decent working relationship with Trump. Captain Demento, as Kevin Jackson calls him, and I can hear him translating this to Russian. Kevin Jackson. Right? So he's translating. Kevin Jackson says of Captain Demento that he's a liar. He's a pathological liar. That Democrats start chaos in order to deflect from what they are, what they do. So here's Putin explaining Biden to them and why we need to stick together, Russia. Don't let these people divide you. We know what we're going through here. They're going to try to starve us out with sanctions and all kinds of things, and we're going to work with other people. But help us out. Let's sacrifice. He could end up building a Russia that is so full of esprit de corps that they're very difficult to beat. And again, I see all these interviews of, the Russians were pushed back in Kiev, or they were pushed back here, or they didn't do this or that. I don't believe a word of it. And you want to know why I tell? I'm going to warn you. Pay attention, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm warning you. You don't know enough about Russia-Ukraine to speak intelligently. You can talk about it in generalities and as a concept. I don't like that someone invaded. I would agree with you with that. You would think that you should be able to handle things more diplomatically. But we didn't. So they're in there. Now, what do you discover? Let me ask you this. Do you think the Russians would have learned about this biolab that is supposedly making chemical warfare that would go against the Geneva Convention? Do you think that he would have known about that had it not been for this going in? Do the ends justify the means? He's saving lives of Russians who've been under attack for 8 years. Do the ends justify the means? For the Democrats, they do. You would think, based on what I just told you, that the Democrats would be like, oh, man, our government shouldn't be doing that to another government, man. And not only that, they've been oppressing a lot of big part of their population, dude. But what are our government? No, Russian is bad, Putin is bad, and Zelensky is good. Yeah, Joe Biden, the guy who threatened Ukraine, if you prosecute my son, I'm going to take my money. Now he wants to give arms to Ukraine. What, are they a member of NATO? No. Which, by the way, is one of the things that Russia was fighting against. Why? Because they said that Ukraine and none of the Soviet bloc countries would be able to be members of NATO. And what did we do? Oh, well, at some point, yeah, we do believe that Ukraine should be entered into NATO. Well, you just broke a treaty. But Russia's the bad guy. Sorry if I don't believe it. They said 81% say they support the war, citing, quote, the need to protect Russian speakers as its primary justification. Russian speakers, meaning not people who speak for, you know, like, oh, we speak on behalf of Mother Russia, but Russian speakers in the area of Ukraine that don't want to learn the Ukrainian. They want to speak Russian. They want to be Russian. Now, we may ask ourselves, why? Why would you want to be Russian, man? I mean, there's better things to be. No, not for them. They love it. Anyway, they go on to say this. Opponents are leaving the country or keeping quiet. Well, that's what's happening right here. It's what's happening in America. Too many conservatives are keeping quiet. Yep. They said, entertainment shows on television have been replaced by propaganda. Same thing's happening here. Did you notice? Watch The Voice. Watch American Idol. Watch Survivor. Watch any of these shows. A cooking show. A game show. Watch who wins and who loses. I can pick it. I can pick the winners and losers probably at an 80% clip by just listening to their story. My mother, man, she only had two legs. Yeah, she had two legs and 2 feet, and we didn't know what we were going to do with them. I mean, ooh, you just don't want to know. When we found out she had 2 arms and she could cook and stuff, it was like a miracle. And, man, you know, I mean, facetious, but it's pretty much like that. Just tell us the sob story. I'll give you your winner. I'll give you your golden ticket, your gold button, your platinum parachute, whatever. Just tell me what I want to hear. Give me a good sob story that I can get some ratings on, or I can pretend to be woke. Give me that. So again, I don't know what's going on. They end this by saying, Moscow signals it's ready for a prolonged war. Many Ukrainian officials and military analysts think this conflict is likely to drag on for months or longer. This was according to the Wall Street Journal. I don't know that I believe that. I think Russia will have things in order within weeks. I think that's what's going to happen. We'll see. Anyway, Putin at 83% approval. Joe Biden getting his butt kicked. Every turn. Can't find traction. Never has and never will. For the people that says it wasn't a vote for Biden, it was a vote against Trump, you better grow up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Lots of stuff going on, folks. Good news. Good news. You want some? The Dow ends its worst quarter for stocks in 2 years. Dropped 500 points the other day. Oh, by the way, for those of you who don't get the timeline, you brain-dead moronic leftists out there, that means the Dow hasn't had a good year since Donald Trump was president. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Yeah, that fickle Dow. You know what? It's probably racist. It's sexist. It's xenophobic. It's homophobic. It's Islamophobic. It's all that, right? Isn't that what they say when something goes wrong under Team Demented? See, I remember when Donald Trump every pretty much once a day or certainly multiple times a week said, yeah, we just set another record. We just set another record. We just set another record with the Dow. And you know why? They go, oh, presidents don't impact the Dow. Sure they do. They tell you that when you have feckless presidents who don't know what they're doing. But when the guy knows what he's doing, when he brings back manufacturing, when he cuts nonsense by way of onerous government regulations out of business, you get trillions of dollars back into the economy. And in case you don't remember, many people got raises, not government mandated raises, but company sponsored raises. Many people got bonuses. We were flourishing. It was the second coming of Reagan, only better. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. What a feeling. And guess what? Now the stock market is in triage. We have more debt. By the way, the chairman of the Fed came out the other day and said, oh, printing money doesn't create inflation. That's not bad for the economy. Wow, and you wonder why people are going to crypto? Man, we're looking into crypto for friends and a host of other things. I'm finally beginning to see why alternative currencies are being looked at. The government's looking at crypto. And you know what they want to do? They want to know where every dollar is that you spend. They want the digital dollar so they can track your every movement. They can already do it on your phone. Hey, thanks a lot, Apple. They can do all this stuff. Where do you think we're going to be? I was asking a friend of mine 20 years ago. By the way, we just came off the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour opening night. And I was talking to a friend of mine who's looking to sponsor it. And I said, where were we 20 years ago with comedy and being able to speak our minds? Where were you as a company? Were you so woke or did you focus on your business? What happened 10 years later? Where are you today? Because he was like, you know, if I sponsor this thing, people are going to probably try to dox me and all that. I go, you got to keep that in mind. But when are you going to take a stand? When can the court jester say to the emperor, you're fat, and make a joke about it and not get his head chopped off? Because if we can't speak freely about this stuff, shame on us. The Dow Industrial Averages slid 300 points or about 0.8% the other day. The S&P dipped roughly 0.8%. The NASDAQ down 0.8%. These indexes didn't make any real money in the first year of Biden's office. And oh, by the way, for you bone dead, brain dead leftists, let me tell you something. Bonehead. Did I say bone dead? I meant bonehead. You bonehead, brain dead leftists, let me tell you, it ain't going to get any better. I already told you, Putin is kicking Biden's butt. You think that a dude with dementia, who's got a son who's a crackhead, who, by the way, is about to end up in some serious trouble, do you think for one second that guy is going to be your savior? Oh, you want some more good news, folks? Because conservatives are out there saying, Kevin, what's the good news? I just gave you the good news. The Dow ended the worst quarter for the last 2 years. And you know what the left can't do? They can't blame Putin. So guess what? Stocks fell for the second straight session. They said wrapping up of rocky first quarter for Wall Street. It isn't for Wall Street. It's for Biden. I told many of my friends, if you're going to make money in the stock market, make it now under Trump or start betting companies short. But I'm going to give you some more good news. You ready for it? CNN, the purveyor of fake news, but they're not the only ones, cutting jobs. Yep, again, cutting jobs. You want to know why? Streaming service doesn't have enough people to say grace over. Who wants to see that drivel? I'm going to go ahead and put in a shameless plug for the Flick Fest. Now that we've got more listeners, go out to theflickfest.com. We have amazing films, and let me tell you something, it's about to get really good. Second half of the year, you're going to start seeing so much advertisement, the Flick Fest is going to blow your mind. It's a movie site, but we're going to be doing TVs, series, we're going to be doing specials, concerts, comedy events, all kinds of stuff. If you want to be a part of it, let me know. Send us a note to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. And those of you who say, Kevin, I want to support you, go join it. $5 a month. Then, if you're capable and if you believe in our mission, do more. We have a non-profit version of our company. You want to know why? It's called the Black Sphere Alliance. Look it up where you can donate. You can donate non-profit to our efforts because we do stuff that is 501c3 based. It has no political agenda. It is about the truth. That's it. So I hope some of you would participate. Well, so we got CNN cutting jobs. We got the Dow in big trouble. I mean, dropping is not getting any better. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a rough year for stocks. Trust and believe it is. It's going to be a rough year. Even with Elon Musk, by the way, more good news. He buys 10% of Twitter. Stock goes up 25%. But let me tell you something else. Elon Musk, I wish he wouldn't buy. If he does, I hope he bought enough to be a thorn in their side, to change the corporate structure, to get people fired. Or I hope he takes another amount of money and starts a service that actually will go after Twitter and Facebook. I hope he does something that Trump Social isn't doing. But it is good news that he put that money into Twitter, and he's on our side. We got somebody, he put $3 billion into Twitter stock. And you know what he did? He made a quarter of it back already. He's already gained a quarter because it went up 25%. And you're saying, well, Kevin, he can't sell it that quick because it'll create. He doesn't care. It isn't about the money. It's about control. He has enough interest to control it. And now he can put pressure on Twitter. I told you. Didn't we go over what that guy said on Twitter, the new president? He doesn't care about news. He cares about who gets to speak, who gets to hear the news. He wants to be the person that says, you get a voice, you don't get a voice. I'm sick of these leftist pukes. If you want to turn the other cheek, if you want to say, I'm not willing to engage, I'm not going to waddle in the mud in a fight, all those different, you know, euphemisms for I want to keep the high road, good luck with that. But let me tell you what, you little pansies out there doing that, taking that approach, be happy we exist. Be happy the warriors are out there ready to fight for you. And you know what? Well, I have nothing but disdain for the people that don't get in the game. I have nothing but disdain for you. I'm still going to protect you, little scrawny butts. But you don't deserve it. I got people stepping up. Bob and Carol, Albert, many others. Many people that have donated to help us to get things done. Keep us in the fight. And by the way, this is not just based on donations. This is for people that download the show, that contact us and say, Kevin, I'm pushing things out. I'm doing things for you. You know, getting involved. God bless every one of you. No matter how little you think it is that you're doing, God bless you for what you do. And that's why I bring you this good news. You want some more good news? In the midst of the Don't Say Gay controversy and Disney sexualizing everything that little bitty kids are seeing, get this. Joe Biden's Taliban, you know, that military that he funded, they won't allow women to fly without men. Joe Biden went over and said, we're going to, you know, women out and y'all got to play by the rules and do this stuff for women. Hey, Me Too movement, where are you on the Taliban not letting women fly without men? You calling them misogynists? I can't wait to see Hillary Clinton leading a group of women who will go to Afghanistan and picket for the Taliban, against the Taliban. You know what we'll call them? Dead women. Women with their heads cut off or beaten at the very least. I dare any of these leftists that want to cry Me Too or I don't make more money than men. I dare you to go over there and start raising holy heck. You know what? You talk a big game, but you do nothing. You talk about toxic masculinity, but when it really exists, you don't want to risk your neck on it. Ha ha, right? Well, good for you, you sellouts. I'm going to call you what I see in you, because that's what you are. So, good news, conservatives, because you know what? We care about the rights of women, not only in America, which we prove every single day, but we care about them overseas. Much more than these lying, scandalous, leftist, scurrilous skanks. I got to leave it there for now. We'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.